Yesterday, federal and state workers started collecting dead fish in a 6-mile stretch of the Chicago Sanitary and Ship Canal. One of the electric barriers designed to keep Asian carp out of the Great Lakes is down for routine maintenance, and scientists had dumped poison in the water to make sure the invasive carp wouldn't get past a second barrier. John Rogner of the Illinois DNR says most of the dead fish picked up were common carp, a native species. But Rogner says a big head carp, a type of Asian carp, was located near the southern end of the poisoned section.
We've now confirmed with the body that the EDNA evidence has suggested that Asian carp are indeed knocking on the door of the Great Lakes.
A couple of weeks ago, researchers announced that carp DNA had been found upstream of the electric barriers, though the scientists say no actual carp have been found in that region. The scientists say they will now go upstream of the barrier and to nearby waterways to try to zero in on what carp may be there. Josh Mogerman of the Natural Resources Defense Council says that's vital work.
And on some of these waterways, particularly the Calumet River and the Des Plaines River, there are no barriers to prevent the carp from swimming towards Lake Michigan.
The Illinois DNR says commercial anglers have been fishing for Asian carp this week in an offshoot of the Sanitary and Ship Canal, known as the Calumet Sag Channel. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.